I want you to turn your Bibles to an Old Testament passage in the Psalm, which I think is a grand psalm for these times, Psalm 91. It's a grand psalm. I want you to write down, and you're going to need this because we're actually preaching for perfection in Ephesians 4:11 through 16 that every joint can supply and every believer know how to take care of himself. But I want you to meditate on this, knowing how to stay in the presence of God at all times. But it's so important now, you know. That's an important subject. Whether I get it out or not, just stay with me, you know. Knowing how to stay in the presence of God at all times. Then in the 91st Psalm, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Actually, I'm preaching this whole psalm, but that one verse, and them two words, I want you to underline those two words, dwelleth and abide. Very important now that you knowing how to stay in the presence of God at all times. And those two words, dwelling and abiding. Turn to another text that will help us. In John's Gospel, John Gospel chapter 15, verse 7. John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 7. Jesus now bring us into that same connotation of staying hooked up properly in the spirit realm. The seventh verse says, in John 15, if you abide in me, see that word abide, that is again. And my words abide in you, that is again. Now, so we see the abiding in God and the word abiding, they are connected. It gives us a secret of how to stay in the presence of God. If you stay in God's word, you're going to stay in his presence. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall act what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Notice it didn't say nothing about the time or the circumstances or what's going on or who wrong or who gone. No, it doesn't have to say that, because the word and the presence of God overruled everything. Yes, sir. Overruled Satan, overruled demon, overruled darkness, overruled anything that's happening. You don't have to be concerned about it. Pressure, attacks, you don't have to be concerned about it. The world system, what's going on in the world, you know, if you let that word, if you abide in Jesus and let that word abide in you, you have total victory at all times, no matter what's going on. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Total victory at all times, no matter what's going on. One more time. Total victory at all times, no matter what's going on. That abiding factor is so strong, being in God's presence. Doesn't mean you're perfect, doesn't mean you're doing holy, you're holy, and you don't have no shortcoming. God will not leave you because of your shortcoming. God know your heart. He know you want to be with him. Now here's another verse that I have to give you, two more verses, because they're going to explain where we're going. Colossians in the New Testament. Now we're going to the epistle. We just left out the gospel. We left out the Old Testament. Now we're going to the book of Colossians. Because I want you to see something there. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Now, correlate these verses, because when I start giving you the steps we got to take, you'll be able to walk in them clearly. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. And remember Psalm 91:1. Remember John 15:7. Jesus talking about the vine, how to stay connected. And we're talking about staying in the presence of God at all times, no matter what's going on. Here in Colossians 3:16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You see that?
Yes, sir.
You notice that word dwell? Huh? Underline that word. Yes, teaching and admonishing one another in psalm and hymn and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Now that verse actually saying stay connected at all times. Sing some Zion song. You know, he said, stay connected. Let the word of Christ dwell in you with richly, in all wisdom. He goes on to tell you how to stay connected, teaching and admonishing one another. Stay connected in psalm, see, and hymn and spiritual song, connected in the spirit realm. See, you see that? Singing, look at that, with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, this next verse, you might want to write this down. Living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. Those verses are talking about living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit in order to stay in the presence of God. But this next verse, when the Lord showed me this, I think this verse will set us apart. From this morning forward, you'll know what you have to do. In Luke chapter 19, and this verse don't even seem like it would fit in this message, but it's so powerful. When I saw it, it turned me into another man. Wow. Yeah. In Luke 19:5, Jesus had an encounter with a man, but he said something about knowing how to stay in his presence, you got to come down. You have to come down from the place where you think it's making your life happen. Or you have to come down where you have climbed up and think you're seeing all things. If you don't come down, you can't stay in his presence. And a lot of times Satan trick us. He try to lift us in places that we don't need to be lifted into. Watch what he says in 19:5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, Zacchaeus, Zachariah. And he said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. So he told him, come down. Today, I must abide at thy house. So actually, the abiding factor there is revealed, both in John, we read, the abiding factor is you got to come down. Wow. You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God to abide in. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, he's talking about being in God's presence. And I want you to write this down, tapping fully into your dwelling and abiding place in God. Now, those scriptures will show you how to do it. There's many more scriptures. You know, the word got to abide in. You got to abide in Christ. And here's what the Spirit of God told me to minister to the body of Christ worldwide. More than ever, you need to know how to deal with the deceptive cycles of thoughts. Deceptive cycles of thought is in the system now. And they didn't slip upon us. God warned us in his word, a time would come that this world would be real deceptive. Mm-hmm. And so there are deceptive thoughts everywhere. And this message is to design you to stay in the presence of God, no matter what happens. Stay in the presence of God. Let God have your ears. Let God have your mind. Let God have your body. Let God have your family. Let God have your business. Let God have your ministry. Stay in the presence of God, no matter what they say. If God didn't say it, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. So if that thought don't line up with God's thought, if it don't line up with his word, don't entertain it. Don't entertain it. Are you hearing me? Yeah, see your body and your dwelling. And you have your ankles in a sure place. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be concerned about it.
See.
Now, understanding of God's love and protection are real. God's love is real. I said, God's love is real.
Yes, sir.
God's protection is real. It's beyond, whew, good God Almighty, it's beyond anything this world or the system or demonical powers can bring forth. God's love and God's protection, they are real. They are real, they're redemptive, they're reality. Okay, so understand that. He's a present shelter in the time of trouble, and he will not fail you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So here we're dealing under three premises. I have my intercessors praying. Apostolic wisdom, that from apostolic wisdom, I'm asking Word of Life and those who are connected to me is to let that apostolic wisdom build your blueprint of life. Prophetic revelation and pastoral covering, those three are very important during these times. All right? Look with me, if you will, at Isaiah chapter 26 for a minute. I'll start giving you some more principles in a few minutes. But I want you to leave in here knowing how every day, every hour, no matter what's going on, know how to stay in the presence of God. If I get that down, if the Holy Spirit will help me to get that down in the hearts of the people I pastor, I don't have nothing to worry about if they know how to stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind. That's why I talked about Albert Dalvia, my pastor, who called me to Christ. Little short man, bald head man. You couldn't talk to him few minutes. He's talking about Jesus. And then in the next few minutes, he's shouting. And God gave me that. I can't get him off my mind. See, you want to get in your life that you got to set apart to talk to other people, not to God. See, more people got the other way. They got to have a special time to talk to God. They have to, but there's a place in God that you have to have time to talk to people.
Come on, Tom.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is on thee on Sunday.
Stay.
See, that stay, that word stay there. Now, that's a word people don't realize. You can stay in the presence of God. Your mind can stay on God because he trusted in me more than anything else. That's what it's saying. See. But if your mind is not stayed on God, that means you're trusting on something else. Oh, I know. If your mind is not on God all the time. Now, I'm just going to say it. I'll say it, and somebody ain't going to like it. But my little pastor, he'd be on the job anyway. He going to talk about Jesus. His daughter the same way. The only reason she compromised sometimes is like me. You got to compromise, try to get normal for the other people. Because they're going to say, oh, there she goes. Here he come. So we just got to sometime, yes. But the Lord talked to me about that and told me just go on. Don't even be concerned about it. Just dwell with him at all time. Considering now, I want you to consider how powerful it to be and stay in God's presence. Actually, the Apostle Paul was trying to run it out to us in Romans 12, 1 through 3. The total man has to be in tune. Satan will take you out through your soul. Satan will take you out through your feeling, your emotion, and he'll take you out through your senses. He'll take you out through your body. Your body become more important than God. Satan, because your body don't know no better. Your body really without God is stupid. It'll do anything the world said do. It'll get buck naked and walk down the street and don't know it don't have no clothes on. Your mind the same way. Satan rape you in your mind. That's why commercials and if people are not grounded and rooted in God, commercials can make you buy something you don't want to buy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Now, this work of getting in the presence of God, staying in His presence, dwelling in His presence, abiding in His presence, keeping Him on your mind, dwelling in His presence by prayer, praise, and pursuing Him and His will at all times is the secret of your supernatural protection.
That's
now, I'm going to go over that because I need Word of Life covered. I need them covered. I need every member of this church to know how to defend themselves. Dwelling in His presence by prayer, praise. You ought to pray them sometime. And pursuing Him and His will at all times. You can't pursue Him without His will now. But listen what the last part of this statement says, and we need to hear this, is the secret of your supernatural protection.
Yes, sir.
In other words, I want everybody to say right now, I have supernatural protection.
I have supernatural protection.
By staying in the presence of God. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter. As long as I got oil in my lamp, it doesn't matter. See, supernatural protection. You got Psalm 91:1, right? All right, I'll give you another scripture. Hebrews 4:16. Powerful. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, those two things, grace and mercy, the most powerful words that can come out of your mouth. Nothing can stop grace. See, grace is a cross word. Grace is the curtain being torn in two and the rock split. That's what grace is. Grace is what opened heaven to me. Jesus, Adam closed it, Jesus opened it back up. Satan cannot close heaven on me. Satan cannot take grace from me. Satan can't dance with my grace. Mercy is greater than Satan. And because I stay in His presence, I'm under that mercy and under that grace. And I'm under there boldly. I'll decree and declare a thing in a minute when I got divine backup and divine protection. That's what we got to have. I want you to write in your scripture so you can read it in Acts 16:25-26. Paul and Silas began to praise God when it looked like trouble was all around them. It looked like there was no way out. Looked like one of them looked at the other one and said, let's praise Him. Uh-huh. Let's praise Him. You can't, in bad weather, in bad time, somebody in the family come in the front room, everybody all shook up. Somebody in the family come out the back room, shout and say, let's praise Him. Praise Him. You see, it's not sensical. It's spiritual. It's not physical. It's supernatural. But that you can praise God in jail. Paul and Silas prayed Him and God heard Him, and God always can do something about anything. So God said, I'll just let a little earthquake come, shake the jail doors open. Those boys decide to praise Me. Sometime you're going to need to praise Him. Sometime in life it's going to look like you're locked up in jail, look like you got nowhere to turn, look like it's dark. But you can take time and praise Him. Somebody in the house need to raise their hand. Somebody need to clap their hands. Somebody need to dance a little bit when things look like they're not going right. Somebody in the house need to know how to praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm here this morning to know how to stay in the presence of God. I've been hidden in His presence almost 50 years. Glory to God. Every day of my life, I can't get Him off my mind. When I'm walking the dog, God on my mind.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, turn to John 15. Jesus gives us the secret of abiding. John 15, now this is a powerful text here. Jesus teaching us how to stay in the presence of God. Jesus said in the first verse, I am the true vine, and My Father is the husbandman. Well, Jesus said, I'm connected not to be, never be a loose. Every branch in Me that bears not fruit, He taketh away. See that? And every branch that bears fruit, He purges that it may bring more fruit. And He goes on to say, you're clean through the word. But that seventh verse, you take 1-7, but that seventh verse is where He got down to tell you how to stay in the presence of God. I mean, some people are not even happy when you're talking about God. Some people don't even know that they think God is a traditional value. They think God is somebody you pick up when you get ready and put him down when you get ready. No, God have permanent resident in your, should have permanent resident in your mind. I don't care what kind of car you driving. I don't care what kind of house you live in, what kind of suit or dress you got on. God ought to have permanent resident in your mind. Everybody won't experience it. The Lord want me to preach it that some people can start praying about it, that they can get there where they'll never get God off their mind. Proverbs 4:20-23 help you there too. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. Keep them in the midst of your heart. You see, you keep that saying like a Bible. Keep that word in the midst of your heart. It's very important of attending to the word. Attending to the word keeps your attention on God.
Yes, sir.
But it does not only keep your attention on God, it keeps God's attention on you.
Wow. That's good.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it all is going down now. My brothers and sisters, all the things that are going on around us, and it going on the outside get worse, but all those things going around you, you got God on your mind, and God got you on his mind.
Wow.
What you think going to happen? Huh?
Yeah.
When the I am got you on his mind, and when you got the I am on your mind,
wow.
What is it or where is it that you cannot be blessed?
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, we're talking about an I am life.
Wow.
I am that I am. I am whatever this book says, I am. I am whatever the covenant say. I am whatever the blood say. I am that no matter what's going on around me, who's saying what, who went down, who went up, I am.
I am.
You see, because you take on his identity. You walking around with God's identity on you. Others might not, oh my God, I can't hardly help it. Others might not understand it, but you in a I am identity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay in his presence. Keep saying what God's word says about you. Isaiah 54:17. Let's see if we say something here. Keep saying what God's word says about you, no matter what. No weapon. That's in the word, isn't it? That is formed against me shall prosper. Woo! That stop everything right there. And every tongue, they're going to run their mouth, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn, because the life you're living is going to condemn it. This is my inheritance. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And I'm a son. And their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. What I said, keep saying what God's word says about you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No mouth that formed against me shall prosper. No trick that formed against me shall prosper.
Yes, yes.
Look at Isaiah 59:19. Y'all won't shout up in here this morning?
Come on, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Every now and then we need to shout.
Yes,
oh, yes. I'm not going to let the world outdance me.
That's right.
I got more to dance about.
That's right.
I'm not going to let the world shout more than me. I got more to shout about.
Right.
God is a present help in a time of trouble. He's my friend. Yeah, it's intimate. It's personal. He's my friend. I love him. He loved me. He loved you. Yeah, oh, yeah. We got, God and I got a thing going on, boy. Look here in 59:19. I don't care what come up. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun when the enemy shall come in. Oh, boy, I feel like preaching now. Like a flood. The spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The flood on.
Yes, sir.
But they got two floods going on. They got John 7:37 going on too. Rivers of living waters are flowing too. They got a worldly flood, but they got a godly flood.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Keep saying what God said about
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Here's a word. Let no other thoughts control your thinking. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Let no other thought control your thinking. A lot of thoughts are walking around right now, but when a person is continuing to stay in the presence of God, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and saying that he's, and saying something, he's my refuge and my fortress, in him will I trust. He got his angels got me covered. No plague can come near my dwelling. No matter what's going on, I'm covered. Because I'm in the presence of God. I'm covered. Somebody got blessed just now. Somebody shouting in their house right now. My home covered. My family covered. Everything covered. Because I'm in the presence of God. I'm not in fear. I'm in power. Love. And a sound mind. I'm covered. This thing is real, children. This is not philosophy. This is not science. This is the Spirit of the living God. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Ooh, my goodness. Covered. So listen, listen. They're going to try to take your mind. The enemy is going to try to take your mind with lies and deception. But praise God, don't let him take your mind. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind thinking about grace and mercy. Thinking about the blood. Thinking about the cross. Thinking about Jesus who knew no sin. Became sin that you might be in this time the righteousness of God. In right standing with God. Anybody under the sound of my voice in right standing with God. You know he got you covered. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let no other thoughts control your thinking. They got some smart people and they got academic degrees and science and technology. But you know, God made them all. Every scientist, every technical thing that men come up with, God had to give them the understanding to do it. They take some of it and use it against him, but he's still in control. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do I have anybody praying with me?
Yes,
I feel the presence of God.
Yes,
let no other thoughts control your thinking.
Yes,
I love this text here in Philippians 4, verse 6. It said, when I abide in God, I don't need to be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Word of Life Christian Center. Thank you for every child of God you made me a covering over. Thank you for LTMA. Thank you, Lord, for ever-increasing word. Thank you that we are covered by the blood. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by what?
Prayer
and what? And what else? What you do now? Let your requests, plural, be made known unto God. And look what the next verse says. Woo, good God Almighty. Doesn't matter what time it is. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter about the pandemic and political ignorance. Don't worry about it. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, man, look at this thing, shall keep your heart, keep your soul, keep your inner man, keep your mind, and mind through Christ Jesus. So he keeps going, yeah, I'm going to tell you what to think. I'm going to tell you what to think. I'm going to tell you what they're going to try to take your thought, but I'm going to tell you what to put into play when they try to make you think something else. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, stay free. Stay free. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Ooh, Lord, be honorable. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on not what the new meter is saying. They're just trying to make a dollar. Hold the truth as a mirror in your mind. Good God Almighty. Think on these things. And then that's what I said. And I said, you got good pastors all over the world, good ministers all over the world. But that verse 9 tell you what we need. Those things what you have both learned. You got to learn something and receive. You got to receive something and you do it by and heard. You got to hear something and seen. Look what the preacher said. In me. Do. What's going to happen after that? And the God. Peace. Yeah, that's good news. We'll be with you. Oh, my. Are you getting anything? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Somebody say, I'm learning how to stay in the presence of God at all times. Dwelling and abiding in his presence. Now here's something you must know. You must know that mass mind. What is mass mind? Just thinking everything. It's just everybody thinking the same way almost. It's controlled. Mind controlled by Satan. Mass mind with no spiritual training at this time is dangerous. Philippians 2:5. Mass mind. You know that mass mind. And that's why all these little group coming up in. That's why these little millennium group coming. They ain't got nobody to teach them. They think they're smart because they can hit a computer and the iPhone know how to use the iPhone. The iPhone don't have no anointing. Ain't no miracles in the iPhone. So they need a generation need to let the other generation cover them. That's the way God had it planned. A generation who's been through some things can teach you some things, but now they're making their own generation. Yeah. Wow. See? And I'm trying to just be teachable. I hope some of them listen. Just be teachable. You don't know what you're doing.
Come on, sir.
You just think you know what you're doing. Satan's setting you up. But if you have a seasoned person who have been through the traps. My God, he tell you it's a trap. Now, oh my God, mass mind. They all jumping around, say, oh, that's an old fogism. I got a revelation here. This is a brand new day. God, Jesus said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't care what color suit you got on. Bible says, I'm the Lord, and I change not. Ain't no generation going to change me. Ain't no new psychedelic light going to change me. Ain't no new beat, new sound going to change me. I'm the same God. I'm solid. I'm stable. I'm not going to change. So don't think you're coming up with all this new stuff going to change God. Members, don't let that bother you. I'm talking to the youth and all. Don't let that bother you. There's no new God. He's the same God. He thanked the same way. He thanked holiness and sanctification and pureness, right living. He's the same God.
That's right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
There it is. There it is. You must know that mass mind. Isn't that how mass mind is now? With no spiritual training. At this time, it's dangerous. You're not going to be able to get away with your little bump here now. And your little group, you know. And your little high talking. It ain't going to work now. Look at Philippians 2:5. Look at Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you. Which was also in Christ Jesus. Think like Jesus thought. Look in 1 Corinthians 2:16. Quickly, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Hallelujah.
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 For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, you know you ain't talking about us instructing God.
Right.
But it's talking about Christ and God instructing us.
Right.
But see, people in this society think they can instruct God. They don't even respect a man or woman of God who have seniority, who been walking down the trail with God, been holding God's hand. They kind of laugh at them. They want somebody, you know, jumping in. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank God Word of Life no better. Thank God LTMA no better. Yes, sir. Ministers that is under me, they know better. All right. This is very important now. Turn to Psalm 91:2 now. Psalm 91:2. I'm about to make a statement that's going to hold you in the presence of God at these times. Psalm 91:2. I got a statement I wrote down. Watch what you are saying in a time like this.
Wow.
Always choose your word from God's vocabulary.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. See, don't just talk. The Bible said, be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. Don't just run your mouth. He says, hear what he said. Tell my children how to dwell in my prayer. Watch what you're saying in a time like this. They're going to try to trick you. Always choose your words from God's vocabulary. Psalm 91:2, you see it? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. You ain't getting me in this other mess. See, choose your word properly. Choose your word so the angels can watch over you. Choose your word, because in that psalm, choose your word right. That no serpent, no scorpion can get a hold of you. No demon can bite you. Choose your word right. Oh, it's going to get foggy. It's going to look dark. It's going to look rough. But good God Almighty, when you hear a message like this, stand up and speak the word of God at all times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We must stay on the expressway of God. A lot of traffic. You hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Stay on the expressway. What is the expressway of God? John 14:6.
Yes, sir.
That's the expressway.
Yes, sir.
It's a threefold expressway. Jesus said unto them, don't look at the other way. I'm the way.
Yes, sir.
Don't look at that other statement. I'm the truth.
Yes, sir.
Don't look at that other life. I'm the life.
Yes, sir.
And no man cometh to the Father but by me. You see, you must not wait to go to heaven when you die. Oh, somebody sugar. You must not wait. People waiting, I'm going someday. No, no. You don't wait to go to heaven when you die. Heaven has already come to you. If you will stay in His presence, heaven will start manifesting in every step you take right now. Glory to God, spirit, soul, and body. The total man get in the presence of God, heaven begin to manifest in that person's life right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got that? Stay on the expressway. What the expressway consists of? Three ways. What it is?
The way.
The way.
The truth.
And the life. I want all Word of Life members to stay on the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take no back road. They're going to offer you other avenues and other, but don't take them. Stay on that expressway of the way, the truth, and the life. Oh man, I could preach right here. I've been on the expressway a long time. And I've had different things try to tell me take a detour.
On,
but I stayed right there on my knees
on,
until I got instruction from God.
Yes,
oh, I wish you would know what it means to fall fully in love with God.
On,
when you can't sleep without Him, you can't eat without Him, you can't walk without Him, you can't talk without Him, you can't think without Him.
On,
most Christians will pass through their whole life and never experience that. Too many things calling them That's why I talk about, they call him BJ. My old pastor, he had a walk with God. He told me, he said, boy, you going places? Him and I were talking about it by a ditch, and another elder pastor was there, Reverend Ashton. They said to me, young man, you going places we never seen before. How them elder guys know that? They probably never been out of state. You going places we never seen before. God going to use you in a mighty way. Because they had, you don't see much. They had connection with God. I watch preachers. I don't see much no more. I don't see preachers who are fully in love with God. They got too many techniques. They got too many. They're too smart. They got too many computers and all of this. They got all of this. You know, you just punch a button to go on the screen. They got all that. But boy, when you find a man or woman grounded and rooted in Jesus, can't get him off my mind. Early in the morning, he's on my mind. When I first wake up, he's on my mind. Before I lay down at night, he's on my mind. Yeah, I got a few more things I got to give you before I close. Because I need you to be on this, be on the street here. You're being called. Now you got to listen very carefully to get this one. Might not have never been said before. You're being called to operate in the heavenly shell anointing. H-E-J-L-L. The heavenly shell anointing. How many of y'all like to shout a little bit this morning? Go back to Psalm 91. Yeah, I feel his presence. Yeah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to show you how to have the heavenly shell, S-H-A-L-L, anointing, in Psalm 91, 3. We go to the third to the seventh voice and shout in the heavenly shell anointing. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Well, that's a shouting ground right there, isn't it? Well, let's go to another one. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing should I trust. His truth, here's another shall be thy shield and buckler. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. The shall anointed. Number 5, verse 5. Thou shall not be afraid for the terror by night. No, for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Oh, the shell anointing. Verse 7. Verse 7. You still here? Do I have a church? Anybody online with me? Anybody in tune? Anybody recognize that you're moving in another dimension this morning? Verse 7. And thou shalt a thousand shall fall. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Oh, but look at the end of this verse. But it shall not come nigh thee. But it shall not come nigh me. Say it, but it shall not come nigh me. Why? I'm protected. It's not that you're so good. It's not, don't be scared to say it. Don't be scared to say it. You don't have to be perfect to say this. This is a grace and mercy statement. This is a faith statement. This is a blood statement. This is a glory statement. And it shall, but it shall not come nigh thee. Boy, I know you need to hear that during COVID, don't you? He giveth angels. 1,000 shall fall on my right side. 10,000 on my right, but it shall not come near me. And I'm bragging on God. What I said? All right. Now watch. Let me close. Let me find something here. Oh, my God. In this position of staying close to God, I want you to hear the Father's voice saying, I got you covered. You need to have that voice, no matter what's going on. Look in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Psalm 91, 4 through 7. We just read it, right?
Yeah.
All right, trust. All right, no, I'm going, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'm going to go somewhere else. Hear the voice saying, I got you covered, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's Psalm 91, 4 through 7 again. Got you covered, all right. Trusting, leaning, acknowledging, direction. That's what I want to talk about now. In Proverbs 3, 5, trusting, you can trust him.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, can you lean on him?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if you acknowledge him, would he bring it to pass what you say?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I wonder, do he knows how to lead me in green pasture?
Yes, sir.
Direction, you see.
Yes,
I wonder, during these times, can Jesus lead me beside still waters when all this trouble going on?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I wonder, can he still lead me in the path of righteousness in these times? Yes, he can. Because he don't change. The weather don't make no difference to him. Man cannot block what God am to do. No matter how high Pharaoh came down, Goliath came down. All the kings that rose against him, they came down. So don't let nobody think they can rise up against you today. They can send out whatever report they want. A child of God can't be stopped. Oh, Lord. I hear BJ saying to me now, preach, son. Because he was a preacher of the gospel. He would preach and shout, and the ushers would try to hold him down. But he kept on shouting to the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can stop me. Nothing can hold you down when you stay in the presence of God.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is running down the street in Louisiana. Darrow is covered by the blood because this church is in Darrow. Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's my master. And if you can't get happy by him, happiness need to be taken from you. My God, because he the one that make you happy. He the one that hold you when everybody else turn you loose. He's the one that'll rub your head when everybody else trying to cut your neck off. He's a good God. I feel his presence this morning. I want to cry out, the Lord been good to me. He's been good to us here at Word of Life Christian Center. Every member been covered by the blood of Jesus. Somebody ought to be to holler, hallelujah. Glory to God, the Lord is a good God. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not afraid of nobody. I'm not afraid of no report. Because I heard the word say, who report you gonna believe? And I declare, I believe the report of the Lord. I believe that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I believe he's a present help in the time of trouble. So I go with the psalmist, I will lift my eyes to the hills from where come my help. I know God is with me now. I wonder who's listening to me here. I've taught you some things that you need to do. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, all right, Lord. All right. All right. Sit down. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heaven is in uproar right now. Albert Darville, Janet. Janet just went on to be with the Lord. My daughter. They're standing up right now. Glory to God. Let me give you a few more points, but then I'll close. Junior, come. Trusting, leaning, Lauren, acknowledging, Layla, direction. Y'all remember Papa told y'all that. Don't let nobody pull you off trusting. You trust God. You lean on God. You acknowledge God, and you let God give you your direction. I don't care if 55 go the other way. You go the way God leading you. And that's what Papa tried to teach you all. Finally, my brethren, he says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's, you know, that's Ephesians 6:10. Let me give you this. Dwelling, abiding, declaring, depending, covering, loving, and leading to a long, satisfied life. That's Psalm 91:16. Now, it'll throw you a little bit. I got 8 minutes for an hour. This will throw you a little bit, but I want you to listen at it. You can't trust God logically, but you must trust God accurately. That's really logic can subject to change. God is an accurate God. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Because you're told a man, your sanctified spirit, sanctified soul, and a sanctified body. And then he says the next verse, the 24th verse says, and God also will do it. Faith is he that calls you, he also will do it. Faith is he that calls you, so he also will do it. You see that? Yeah, he'll do what he said. But see, you got to trust him totally. Yes, sir. Now, I close with this. And you might catch as much as you can. My body is the sanctuary of God in the earth. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
My soul is the carrier of the mind of God. My spirit operates in God's grace and faith. Let me give you those three again because I want you to have them. You need to go over them. My body is a sanctuary of God in the earth. My body is the sanctuary of heaven on earth. My body is the sanctuary of Jesus. My body is the sanctuary of the kingdom of God. My soul is the carrier of the mind of God. My spirit operates in God's grace and faith. Jesus Christ. Y'all listening? Because, I mean, if you're not listening, you're going to miss this whole thing I'm about to say now. You don't have to wait until you get to heaven to be with God every day. Heaven is in you now. Learn to yield to heaven in your spirit, soul, and body now. Listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus was on earth with heaven living in him and through him at all times.
Yes.
Woo! It is time for God's children to experience days of heaven on earth. May I prophesy? Here's the prophecy. Rivers of living waters are flowing. Filled with my will and my plans for you. Listen, no more floating. Your floating days are over. You can't float. You cannot float now. No more floating. No, it's time to flow. For I will be with you wherever you go. No, this is where the Lord came to me, prophecy. Focus in the spirit, and you will see my plan, and I will hold your hand as you follow my plan. Lines that have been stopped up will be open. All that I have assigned to you will open at your command. Many will see I have given to you my ordained plan to enable my people to stand. During this, watch out, during this draining period, draining the swamp. Many won't make it, for they will not know how to take what is rightfully theirs. My secret will and plan will be in my remnant hand. You heard that, Junior? This is the word of the Lord came to me. Look what he said. My secret will and plan, look how he said now, will be in my remnants hand. And as he said this, I tried to understand this, and now I understand it. As you understand it from John 7:37, about the rivers of water. He said, a crusade of rivers are flowing out of your innermost being. Crusades of rivers. Flow, rivers, flow. Holy Spirit, teach us divine swimming. Regular swimming cannot survive in these times. So let me teach you how to dive deeper into the Spirit.